Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Beasley swings it in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Boyd will try a long hit.
What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's go on Soccer Matters here tonight. You know, I absolutely, when I prepare for these shows, I remind myself how much I just love talking about soccer. Another thing I like is empanadas. So I go into Little Patagonia Empanadas, which is right around the corner from the studio, and I go in and I see my friend who's the owner, Sebastian Abraham, and we have a great discussion on Messi coming to Major League Soccer, Argentina, the World Cup champions. He's telling me about how he did the Argentine huge, huge party of 186 people. He was standing over a grill outside, and it was 100-something degrees, you know, and he's doing all the Argentine steaks. And I get a nice, he gives me a free espresso all the time, and I come here ready to go. And what I love to do, because I can always put a smile on Andrew Carlson's face, you come in with a few empanadas and you're a superhero. So my man is ready to go tonight. He's in a great mood. He's a killer producer. And I welcome you back. And by the way, nice work from B-Mac filling in for you.
Oh, B-Mac was excellent. And yeah, I'm fueled up and ready to go. No, all thanks to you, Glenn. Appreciate it.
You know what, Andrew? You fuel like, we got to fuel like a champion also, right?
Always.
It's apparently
always
what Jack Grealish has been doing.
Yeah, for 4 straight days now. I think he's had no fuel but alcohol. So
Jesus. That's been kind of fun. You know, it's not Ferris Bueller's day off, but Jack Grealish's day off. And then that was after nearly an Italian job by Inter Milan. So we're going to talk about that tonight. Welcome into Soccer Matters, everybody. Streaming at ESPN975.com. I do want to mention, tonight, Andrew, we are going to be giving some tickets away. I got Dash. I got Gold Cup. So I want you to be ready because we're going to be giving a lot of them away. So be near that phone tonight at 713-780-3776. So we got a lot of tickets to give away. I do want to remind you, you do us a big favor if you subscribe to this show on Spotify, Google Play, and Apple. All right. So we got a lot to talk about. I'm going to have on Fred the Cranian and a former professional soccer player from Argentina, Juan Carlos Mechia of Capelli Sport. There's an upcoming international soccer symposium in Dallas. I wanted to get them on because I wanted the coaches who listen to this show, no matter what level you're at, to know about this. So, number one, that's coming up. So you'll hear about that a little bit later in the show when I speak to both of them. We have the Player of the Week brought to you by Hugh O'Connor's Pub, our great pub out there on I-10. We have World Cup History brought to you by Soccer Matters tonight. We've got a lot of great sound. We're going to talk Dynamo. We're going to talk Manchester City winning the treble. So I think that's where we start here tonight. So Manchester City take the Champions League final, a 1-0 win. The goal comes from Rodri, one of these humble, unassuming guys that don't get a lot of the attention but produce magical moments and consistent performances. City Center in Manchester, the celebrations taking place. It's a historic treble done by Pep Guardiola again. Now remember, he also did it with Barcelona. He's the only man to do it twice. The other teams that have done a treble, Celtic of Scotland way back, I believe it was Jock Stein. Ajax, I believe it was Rinus Michels. Mikkels, Inter with Jose Mourinho. I have to say his name, unfortunately, but I will. That was a good Inter team. And then, of course, Manchester United with Sir Alex Ferguson. I don't know if I'm missing anybody. But those are coaches who have done the treble. But Guardiola now stands alone. He's done it twice. This was not a great final for them. They admit that. But it completes a remarkable season. And what I hone in on is the big picture of this thing. It's not just that final. And I hear people say, oh, you know, I could coach that team, you know, because of all the talent and all the money. And it's utter nonsense, frankly. It's a remarkable season. And it's a remarkable season for the quality of football that was produced consistently. And against teams many times simply just trying to break their rhythm and defend deep in a low block. And a lot of times you'd look at these games and you'd go, yeah, this looks like a half-court basketball game. You know what I mean? So it was interesting. The final, you can say, okay, maybe it's a game off. There's a lot of things that happen here, Kevin De Bruyne. But I'm telling you, you got to give full credit to Inter. And anybody who was saying before this game, oh, yeah, it's going to be a blowout and all that, and Inter was 20 points behind Napoli, you don't understand Italian football. This team, they were space killers. And they totally took Inter, they took City out of their tempo, out of their rhythm. They really couldn't get it going. They were space killers. And they made it uncomfortable for City. And their tactics were imposed at the end of the day, I believe, better than City imposed their tactics on them, despite the fact that they lost. So Simone Inzaghi, over the course of the game, again, reminded us that Italian clubs can defend doggedly, with purpose. They did it effectively. I like teams that, you know, push the game, push their style and substance. But I'm not taking anything away from what they did effectively. Because they basically, they dulled the sword of an attacking machine. City struggled mightily to find a rhythm on this day. They reduced the space. Darmian was coming out as a center back in a three to contend with De Bruyne and Grealish. So Inzaghi delivered a lineup of determination and no fear in Turkey. There's no question. Onana in goal. Now, before the game, you're thinking, wow, this guy could have a blinder in goal. He could win it for you if you have a good defensive performance. Damn near did. The back three of Darmian, Acerbi, and Bastoni stood out. They're tough. They're aggressive. They were hitting Holland a bit in the beginning. Kalinoglu, Brozovic, Barella, these are hardened guys, man, in the middle of the field. And then the lateral guys, the wide guys, DeMarco and Dumfries were good. And DeMarco began to have an influence in attack in the second half. Went off the crossbar, got the rebound, took the shot, and it hit Lukaku. There was some craziness here. This game could have gone the other way. And then they started with Lautaro Martinez up front and Edin Dzeko. They got great pressure on the ball. They hit the... They fouled people at the right time. They broke the rhythm. And they did not let City be their dominant self. Now, one thing was really funny. I don't know if you like this, Andrew. I love this. So, post-match, somebody asked Grealish how he played, Jack Grealish. And he just basically goes, I was crap. I mean, he just goes, I was crap. In other words, I just liked his, you know, ability to just say, hey, I played poorly. But I'll tell you what, Dumfries, Barella, and Darmian helped him to play crap because those three guys, they got a second guy around him a lot. They really took the edge off him a lot in this game. Pep Guardiola, it's his second consecutive Champions League final that they lost to Bruno. That was kind of sad for him. I felt bad for him. When he was coming off, you could see his face, huh?
Yeah, and you want to see the best players playing in those sort of moments. And for someone who has accomplished as much in the game as he has, especially at the club level, this is really the only thing, the only line missing on his resume. And to see him have to come off in that situation for the second straight time that he's been there, your heart goes out for the guy. I don't care who you root for, like what side you stand on, your heart has to go out for a player of that caliber, especially when they're forced off the pitch like that.
And it's a reminder that we don't know everything that's going on behind the scenes. Many of these guys are carrying injuries. We don't even know of some of them who came into this game carrying injuries at this point of the year after grueling seasons, 3-4 competitions. That's a given. But you sometimes also don't know how, even if they report something to the press, you don't know how serious it is. And he looked totally uncomfortable. He never looked right from the opening kickoff. So Pep does his usual surprise. He started Nathan Ake. And by the way, for Manchester City fans out there or anybody out there, 713-780-3776. So wasn't great aesthetically for a final. Diaz and Akanji joined Ake, Rodri, and Stones. Now, Stones was interesting because, you know, pre-match everybody thought he was going to be closer to Rodri, but this guy played really high up the field, John Stones. And he really, to me, looks like a center back, which is really his strongest position. And to see him higher up the field, he actually was one of their better players in the first 45 minutes. Rodri took the game winner beautifully. On the replay, you see this from behind him, and you realize the small window to squeeze that ball past the bunch of bodies that are in front of him. You get that look from behind him or in front of him or from behind the goal, and it really, you really see how slim the margins really are. I mean, that's going to go down as such a historic goal for Manchester City, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years from now. Grealish, Gundogan, De Bruyne replaced by Phil Foden. He had some moments. If he had scored in that game, would have been another piece of history, I think. He had a chance to score. Bernardo Silva and Erling Haaland. Inter did a good job on Erling Haaland. And let's not forget, the overall journey this year is what we have to put in context here. Fighting back to win the Premier League title after falling behind, I'm sorry, Andrew, to Arsenal. And then getting through Bayern Munich and Real Madrid in Champions League play. The basis of City this year, Ederson in goal, Gundogan, Rodri. Rodri played every single Premier League game. I think Ederson did too. Haaland, De Bruyne, Bernardo Silva, and Jack Grealish. These guys carried the bulk of the minutes. Then you go on to names like Ake, Mahrez, Foden, Walker, Stones, Julian Alvarez. These guys get like 14 to 1,500 minutes in the Premier League. And if you think of Julian Alvarez, he scored 4 goals in the World Cup. He's a World Cup winner. He only played 1,465 minutes. And then there was a guy who was supposed to be a big offseason signing, if you remember, Calvin Phillips. Only 300 minutes this year. So we must honor Manchester City. Don't give me the rhetoric that anyone can coach the team, and or don't give me this, you know, well, he couldn't coach Bolton, Pep Guardiola. Yeah, don't do this. That's off base as it goes. To keep the quality of style, substance, winning, collective spirit, focus, intensity, together with multimillionaires playing this sport is pretty unbelievable. And unbelievable in that you dominate possession in nearly every game against the majority of teams defending in their penalty boxes. So imagine that week in and week out. And they don't lose their style and substance. So we'll talk some data. By the way, Simone Inzaghi, for me, his star really shines because of what he did with Inter in this game. All right, 713-780-3776. How about George? George, what do you have to say?
I love the final. I'm a big Serie A fan, although not an Inter fan, but I loved how they didn't let Manchester City play the game they wanted to play. Onana had a great game. The Rodri's goal, no goal, he saves that one. I mean, he put it in that small gap, you know, kind of shielded by those other players. Nobody gets to that. So, I mean, I was kind of surprised that they didn't start Lukaku, but I guess I could see them bringing him in later when everyone's a little tired and he's, you know, can play at full speed the whole time. I love Checo. He's got Lenny left in the tank. And it just killed me where they didn't capitalize on that horrible back pass that Manchester City screwed up on. And then poor Lukaku, he had the free header that he put straight at Ederson, and then not being able to get out of the way of Darmian's header. It was sad to see, but I'm also very happy for Man City. We went to see the Man City America game, and my dad, that was his first time to see Man City, so he was just like pumped, like, holy crap, that's that team we watched, you know, in at NRG, and he was pumped to see it. He was laughing when Grealish would get the ball, because you never know how Grealish got booed every time. So, no, it was a good final, and great quality, and I have no argument with the result. I think they're the best team won.
Yeah, great take, George. I appreciate that, and thank you for calling in tonight. A very good take from George there, so we appreciate that. George calling in from League City here tonight. You know, I'm just going to go back to Lukaku. He's been unsettled, bouncing around to different clubs. This could have been his moment. This could have been Lukaku's moment, and he had real chances. And you have to say, he's put into that game at the right time by Simone Inzaghi. He does have real chances. He does have a couple of layoffs that lead to some good transitional play. But he's got to score goals in that moment. I mean, that's the end of the day. That's why he's brought in at that time. And he's coming in against fatiguing defenders. So there you go. This was City's year. By far the best overall team on the planet through their football. And like Mick Jagger's saying here with the Rolling Stones, you had to win ugly the final. Doesn't matter. You know what? 2 months, nobody's going to remember the aesthetics of the game. They're going to remember treble. Remember, they lost Gabriel Jesus, Cancelo to Arsenal and Bayern. Winning on an off day occurs in nearly every tournament. You go back to every single World Cup, everybody has an off day. Look at Argentina. They lost to Saudi Arabia and could have been knocked out by Mexico. We can forget that really quickly, right? They go on to win the World Cup. That's why we love the game. All right, right now, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. I have a four-pack to the next Houston Dash game this Saturday against the OL Reign. 713-780-3776. They come off a 1-1 draw with Gotham.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
It was a baby. She smothered her own baby.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Kanji slipped in to Bernardo Silva. It'll come for Rodri. Breakthrough for Manchester City.
So there it was. That was the lone goal that won it for Manchester City. I want to welcome you back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. And we're going to continue the Man City talk here in a second. I first want to take you into something that's pretty important here. It's called World Cup History, brought to you by Soccer Matters. So here's our take today. Now, over the course of the history of World Cups, there have been so many legendary goalkeepers historically. Names like the Italian goalkeeper, Dino Zoff. We're going way back here. England's Gordon Banks. Lev Yashin of Russia. Sepp Maier of West Germany. Gigi Buffon of Italy. Iker Casillas of Spain, Claudio Taffarel, 94, Brazil. What about Antonio Carvajal, Mexico? 5 World Cups he played in for Mexico. Rare. Now, that said, what goalkeeper holds the record for shutouts or clean sheets in a World Cup? Any idea, Andrew?
I have no clue, Glenn.
All right. I think this is a good one. That's why I picked it. The answer is actually 2 goalkeepers hold the record for shutouts in a World Cup. Clean sheets, that's what everybody wants to say now. France's Fabien Barthez, World Cup winner, and English goalkeeper Peter Shilton with 10 each. Now that's a factoid right there. You can win some. Can win a few drinks on that.
Shilton's a bit of a throwback there.
Yeah, no question. 10 shutouts. That's World Cup History brought to you by Soccer Matters. And we do that because we're reminding you that the city of Houston is going to host World Cup matches in 2026, which I still pinch myself on that. Houston soccer community, great job of attending games and really IDing this city as the great soccer city it is. Player of the Week brought to you by Hugh O'Connor's Pub, my great friend David Roach out there. Let's go to an unsung hero. You might even call him a savior coming up with the deciding goal in the UEFA Champions League final. for Manchester City, and you just heard the goal call. Rodri, the defensive midfielder, joining the attack late out of a deeper spot, produced a historic finish coming into the box and put that finish through a maze of players into the corner, and you heard George call in and kind of describe it. The humble midfielder would become the goal-scoring star, produce the goal that brought the treble to Manchester City and the title of Kings of Europe. Rodri is your player of the week, brought to you by Hugh O'Connor's Pub. Get out there. I-10, Marquee Entertainment Center, and this is a real soccer pub. It's a really fun, nice, clean, great place, huge beer selection and whiskey selection. All right, so let's go to a couple of the highlights of the game. Let's go to DeMarco, the double chance to equalize. This was huge, and this one kept everybody just kind of like going, how did they not equalize here?
Dumfries with a header forward. Then he bounced. DeMarco hit the crossbar. DeMarco again hit Lukaku. Martinez. Oh, Romelu Lukaku kept it out.
Get out of the way, Romelu. Get out of the way. If you're not going to score one, get out of the way when we're trying. My goodness, that was an unbelievable sequence there. Lukaku, here's the header Andrew was talking about before. I think George, when he called in, Ederson makes a save.
It's found a way through to Belanova. Crossed in by Brozovic. Gosens with the header. Lukaku kept out somehow. It's forced wide somehow.
Ederson huge, and then Inter's last chance from the corner added to the drama of this thing, because you're still going, this thing could be equalized. And here it is on the final whistle, the last corner of the game from Inter.
This is the final right here. DeMarco headed on by Gosens, turned away by Ederson. Brozovic can't keep it alive. It's Manchester City's time. Manchester City's season. 2023 is the City treble year.
713-780-3776 if you got a thought on the Champions League. Here's Pep Guardiola on how he was feeling after the match.
It's the City boss, Pep Guardiola. How are you feeling?
Tired, calm, satisfied, of course, and this trophy is so difficult to win it. It's impossible.
Apologies again for the language.
You know what? We're gonna give Pep a pass on the language. You know, you have to remind yourself of the intensity and the scrutinization on, you know, this team especially, because, you know, there's a lot of people who have that feeling, they're buying their way to titles and all that, which we all know is nonsense. Bayern, Real Madrid, Manchester United don't spend money. You know, you can get into all of that. Here's Guardiola on you have to be a winner in Europe to be considered among the greats.
You have to win the Europe to be considered one of the really, really good team. And we did it. Suffering, we could not expect differently, because Inter is an exceptional team. Physicality, the patterns they do. But sometimes you need this type of luck that in the past, against Tottenham, against other games, against... Finally, even with Chelsea, that we didn't have it, so today we have it.
Pep then warns Real Madrid that they're gunning for them and their European titles. Check this out.
Yeah,
this is pretty
you
fun.
Are just 13 Champions League away or behind them, so just 13. So be careful, Real Madrid, because we are in our way. So if you sleep a little bit, we will catch you. We cannot compare once. Now we have the first. You know, when the people will say, you know, Manchester City is already the first Champions League. But I don't want after one Champions League disappear. So we have to work harder next season, and be in there. So there are teams that win the Champions League after one or two seasons disappear. This is what you have to avoid it. Knowing me, this is not going to happen. But in the same time, I have to admit it is a big relief for the club, for the institution, for everyone have this trophy. Because now, finally, they are not going to ask me about if you're going to win the Champions League or not.
You know, this is, even in the comedic nature to this, there is some really interesting stuff. Because if you remember, before this game, He took the angle of putting the pressure on his players to win this. Look, they didn't win it in their aesthetic style. They didn't win it the way they played all year long, but they won it. And it caps the context of just a remarkable, remarkable season. And to win the three trophies, listen, and to think a week before you're playing your arch rivals in your city for the FA Cup final in front of a sold out Wembley Stadium. And then you got to collect yourself and play a Champions League final in Istanbul is pretty unbelievable. Here's Erling Haaland, 21 years of age, scored a goal in every single game except for this one. Based on appearances, I think it was 51 goals and 51 games in all competitions. Here's Haaland on how nervous he was for the match.
No, I was really nervous, I have to say. Felt it in my stomach today.
Any bad else?
What does that mean?
Oh. Why are they always asking these awkward questions?
I'm asking this always. I'm asking this myself, the same thing every time.
No, I was nervous, to be honest, because I feel it. I feel something big, and everyone knew it was a big game. We could win the treble. Of course, I felt it. But we managed to win it as a team, and in the end, that's what really matters.
This guy seems pretty mature for me for 21. And what we're told is, this is what we're told. And of course, we're not watching Manchester City practices. But we are told that Erling Haaland is 100% focused on football. Goes home and watches football. This is not a party guy. I don't think I see him too much on social media. Do you, Andrew Carlson?
He's certainly not a Jack Grealish. That's 100% for certain.
But I don't see him a whole lot on social media. Do
no,
you?
He's 100% or as close to it as you can get these days, focused on what he's doing on the field. It's clearly what he cares about the most, and it's part of why he seems to almost be a football cyborg at some points.
Boy, he is a cyborg. He is a beast, and he broke the goal-scoring record in the Premier League in his first year. So here's some of the final data that does very much quantify what Inter did to Manchester City. Shots on goal. City only had 4. Inter had 6. Total shots, City only had 7. That's as low in numbers as you'll get for them in any game. That may have been the lowest numbers all year. Inter had 14 shots, many of them coming after they went down 1-0. They made 5 changes under Simone Inzaghi. City had 11 fouls, Inter 17. Corner kicks, 2 for City, 4 for Inter. And then, of course, possession, which is always won by City, 60-40. City made 2 changes, Foden for De Bruyne in the 36th when he went off injured, 82nd Walker for Stones. Inzaghi made 5. He took all 5 of his. 57th Lukaku for Dzeko, 76th Gustavsson for Bastoni. That was a clear attacking move. Belanova for Dumfries, Mkhitaryan, who might have been carrying an injury, for Kalinoglu, and D'Ambrosio for Darmian, another attacking move. So listen. If you're Inter, you got nothing to be ashamed of. Simone Inzaghi imposed his style and their way of playing the game on a master tactician. They won the tactical battle. They didn't win the scoreline. All right, so let's continue on with Manchester City. Here's Rodri. This is Soundbite 26 talking about this as a dream.
I'm emotional. I mean, this is a dream come true. All these guys deserve. All these guys around here. Waiting, I don't know how many years, 20, 30, 40. I've been here just 4 years, but they deserve, we deserve. The last year we were so close. At the end, I said, when you go to this moments, finals, semi-finals, at the end, God yes. gives you this present. It's unbelievable. It's a dream for all of us. I just want to thank you, everyone.
Love that from Rodri. Here's what he said about 2021 and talking to Pep Guardiola when they lost to Chelsea.
Yeah, I want to say, Pep, you have to put me. No, but honestly, I mean, in that moment, I support my teammates. We have it like to win, and today we did. So this is for all of that we are here, all of that work in the past, like Dino, like Sergio, like Silva, like all of these players that make the club big. And this trophy is also for them.
Think about guys that didn't play. Riyad Mahrez, who was so important all year long, had timely goals and lots of different guys. These guys don't even see the field in a Champions League final. Think about how they feel not having been able to play in this. It's really, these moments for these guys to be in this hallowed ground, to be in that position, I don't think it's easy for us to appreciate how fortunate you are to even get to that place, to even get to this team. And by the way, every one of these guys, when they talk about Guardiola, there's total respect. And even when we saw that footage put out with De Bruyne and him shouting at each other during the game, De Bruyne, I think, after that said, oh, this is normal. You know, there was such respect. All right, let's go to Jack Grealish and dreaming about this as a kid.
I think...
You know, just like the stuff that you dream of when you're a child. And I don't know, just when I see my family and stuff in the crowd, and everyone knows how close I am with my family and how much I love football. So I just had a little second and I was just thinking about it all. And I don't know, this is just what I dreamed of since. Like, I was crap out there today. I thought I was terrible, but we just had to win the game. It was a tough game. But I was just, yeah, I was just so happy, man. And to do it with this group of players, I swear, I've never felt like this with a group of players and a group of staff and a manager, you know, that I have so much to thank for. You know, he bought me last year for, you know, a lot of money. I was awful in my first, but I wasn't very good in my first season. And then, you know, he's given me a platform to go and, I don't know, just give me confidence this season. And I've really felt it. You know, I've played in all the big matches. Yeah, I just so happy.
So listen to that. That's pretty incredible. First of all, it's very funny. How often do you get a professional athlete who says, I was lousy in a game? Okay? That is just brutal, wonderful honesty. That makes me a Jack Grealish fan right there. I watched him with Aston Villa. The one trip I took to Old Trafford, the day I was there, he bent in an unbelievable goal. It ended 1-1 at Old Trafford. He did it right in front of the Stretford end. And when I saw he was bought by City, I'm like, I wonder if he fits. I know he does talent-wise. There's no question. But I wonder if he fits. Pretty incredible. And he says there, hey, I wasn't very good in the beginning. And Guardiola stuck with him. And he became a menace this year. So we're going to come back. We're going to roll a little bit more Grealish on what the turning point was for him at City, which I'm really looking forward to hearing. And then we're going to get into some Dynamo talk as well. So, Dynamo fans, you're feeling pretty good. 4-0 victory over LAFC. That came after two road losses at MLS, but a road win in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. We've got the call here tomorrow night. I believe 9 o'clock we go pregame show. 9:30 we go with the Dynamo against LAFC. And LAFC is going to be missing five or six guys to international call-ups. The Dynamo will be missing Coco Carrasquilla, who's in Nations League with Panama on Thursday night. Okay. All right, so we'll take a break. I got a pair of tickets right now to the Gold Cup. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Pair of tickets to the Gold Cup. It's a Mexico-Honduras game. And by the way, those are brought to you by the one and only Daspit Law Firm.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the only sports radio on FM in Houston. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, committed to working 24-7 nights and weekends for you. You get in a car, boat, motorcycle, maritime accident, it's nervy. Few things are worse than injury to family members or yourself or others. That's when you call the Daspit Law Firm, 713-CALL-NOW, 713-CALL-NOW, bilingual. And a big thank you to John and his firm for really, really supporting Soccer Matters in the great game of football. Do want to remind you, summer soccer here. Real Madrid, Manchester United Champions Tour, the Gold Cup is here. H-Town, Energy Stadium, and Shell Energy Stadium. We have two stadiums hosting all these big matches this summer. Seven big matches, four dates. Real Madrid, Manchester United, they arrive to play on the Champions Tour. They're going to call it the Copa del Lone Star. We've had this before at Energy Stadium. This is an unreal opportunity to catch these two historic clubs in our backyard in Houston. Tickets at Ticketmaster and LSSE.net. Tickets at Ticketmaster, LSSE, LSSE.net, excuse me. So Ten Hag's bringing Manchester United. Stars like Bruno, Rashford, Anthony, Real Madrid will come in with Vinicius Jr. There's going to be a lot of changes to these rosters, so that will make it even more interesting. But it is the summer soccer. Tickets at LSSE.net and Ticketmaster. And all of this dovetails beautifully with the World Cup and the fact that we're hosting it in 2026. And these matches that we've sold out in Houston are a big reason why Houston was on the identity map for getting the opportunity to host the World Cup amongst another, all the other great things about our great city. So with that in mind, we also have Gold Cup coming. Don't forget, got a lot of Gold Cup matches this summer. In fact, they're coming up pretty quickly here at the end of the month. I've got some Gold Cup tickets right now. 713-780-3776. A pair of tickets to the Gold Cup at 713-780-3776. Caller number 4. Okay? You got that. Caller number 4 if you want to go to the Gold Cup. So, we carry on here. I'm going to switch over a little bit to the Houston Dynamo. Before I do that, let me just remind you of the dates of what's going on here. July 25th, Mexico, Honduras, Haiti, Qatar. No telling why Qatar's here again, but okay. I think I know why. July 1st, Guatemala and Canada. So Alfonso Davies in Guatemala. July 4th, Panama, El Salvador. So that's an opportunity to see Coco Carrasquilla of the Houston Dynamo against El Salvador, who's coached by the former U.S. international Hugo Perez. July 26th is Real Madrid, Manchester United at Energy. So there you go. Incredible stuff right here in our own backyard. You can go to these games and really feel some of the passion of the international game as well. A couple of other things. Nations League Thursday night, U.S., Mexico, Panama, Canada. Tell me what you think about that game. And right now, I'll also take your calls on the Houston Dynamo. 713-780-3776. How important is this game? U.S., Mexico, Panama, Canada, Nations League semifinals Thursday night. And then we mentioned again, July 26th, Manchester United, Real Madrid. And that is put on by Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, our great friend over there, David Fletcher. LSSE.net for tickets and or Ticketmaster. And next week, I will give another pair of tickets away to the Real Madrid-Manchester United Champions Tour game. Okay? So, the Houston Dynamo, as you heard here on ESPN 97.5, fabulous win over LAFC. LAFC coming in the defending champions. Very aggressive and engaged approach from the Dynamo from minute 1 to 90. They are excellent team at home. This is where they get their points. They were alive, and that has been preached by the manager, Ben Olsen. A few kinks defensively in this one for me. And here's a couple more observations. And Dynamo fan, I would like to hear from you now, 713-780-3776. So the Dynamo are more fearful in attack. I think it's pretty obvious when you see Nelson Quiñones in there and Aliyu Ibrahim. Quiñones is 21. Ibrahim is also young, under 22 initiative player from Nigeria. Quiñones from Colombia. You got a vertical threat, and now you're going to have to get the right price for Quiñones in order to extend the loan deal. But 100%, this is a more fearful attack, and it's a more entertaining, aesthetically attack with these two guys that can penetrate, can earn you corners. Look, it's two good games for Quiñones. We're not going to go over the moon yet. But if you look at his age, you look at some of the qualities, you say, okay, this guy's a good bet for the future. Now, the question is, can you get the right price for him? And I don't know what it is to buy him out of his loan or maybe extend it and do another loan with him. There's a lot that can go on there. That's up to the GM, Pat Onstad. Aliyu Ibrahim has been bought for over $2 million. The Dynamo believed in him. I think you heard with the interview last week. He's a focused young man. You see it in the way he plays. He has not scored in MLS yet. He has scored in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. But let's not forget, he did some valuable things in this game. Hold up play. He's able to get the ball and turn and create his own chance. The Corey Baird third goal, he kept that alive you know, in a repress, going to ground, keeping the ball alive. So there's a lot there. By the way, how about that? You know, it's Quiñones first and then Corey Baird off the bench. That may make even more valuable Corey Baird, quite frankly. There was something interesting with that substitution pattern that I like. Now, let's not forget, the win came after a 4-1 Open Cup win at Chicago. That's the only win on the road for the Dynamo. They haven't won in league play. And that came after they gave up 9 goals in 2 games. So there's a little Jekyll and Hyde here. And I think this was a real chance, and I said this before the game, with LAFC, I think emotionally, nobody's ever going to admit it, but I think if you're sitting in your hotel room and you're about to go play in 90-degree heat against the Houston Dynamo, and you just got eliminated by León in the CONCACAF Champions League, and you're sitting there watching Man City, and you're sitting there watching them play against Inter, and you were that close to going to the FIFA Club World Cup and potentially playing against them, I do think that's in your head. Sorry. And then you're running out, you know, and I remember playing when I played in Houston, when I first moved here as a young man professionally, and I remember you just get in this kind of a fog and a haze when it's that hot. It's almost like, you almost feel like you're not there. And that's why I always had those little ammonia things. I'd break them all the time at halftime and to kind of just spike myself, like throwing cold water. I would go in the shower at halftime after the coach talked and totally rinse off and then put my gear back on. So it was a bit darker period for LAFC, and that's not taking anything away from them. So now tomorrow night, you go on the road to one of the hottest environments in Major League Soccer, BMO Field in Los Angeles, and you're going to be in front of that crazy crowd, and they're going to be without 5 starters, legitimate. You got a shot at doing something extremely special. And to tag that on to what you just went through after beating them 4-0 at home, there's something very appealing to that about me, for me, to go there and do a double over them in the span of 5 days. That could be something you put a circle around during the course of a long MLS season. All right, let's do the Dynamo LAFC goal montage, courtesy of ESPN 97.5.
Here's Karaskia now. Leads the team in progressively bringing the ball forward by running within. It's Quiñones! Puts it on his right and beats Kevin McCarthy. It's the Frenchman Bossy against McCarthy. Amin Bossy, yes, it's there. Oh, you had to know it was going in. He's 5 for 5 on penalties. It's 2-0. It's Aliyu looking for his first, and Mario stands him up. Commitment everywhere. It's won back by Baird. It's a third. Corey Baird against his former team, LAFC. Here's a shot from Escobar. Oh! Off the underside of the crossbar and in. That is 5-star entertainment. What a goal from Franco Escobar. It is a 4th here in Houston.
Yeah, that commentator needs to calm down. That was a lot of fun out there. It's fun when you win and score goals, right? And Escobar's goal was great because it did have, you know, when you hit a ball off the underside of the crossbar and you're putting an exclamation point on a game. Did you get to see the Escobar goal, Andrew?
Oh, I don't think you could miss it, Glenn. If you're on social media, even if you're not a Dynamo fan, if you follow any soccer channels, it found its way there. It was... Look, MLS had a lot of incredible goals this weekend. I think that there were like apparently 7 or 8 goal of the season contenders in one weekend. But for me, that Franco Escobar goal is top of the list. Incredible.
That was a fantastic goal. By the way, we got Franco Escobar on the show tonight. So what's really cool is he's talking about his upbringing in Argentina. Newell's Old Boys is a club in Argentina that's noted for player development and bringing players through. Rudy played there. Tons of guys. He talks about that. He talks about Messi coming to Major League Soccer. He talks about his favorite Argentine steakhouse in Houston, Patagonia. So that was a loaded question. I know you heard me ask him the question today, and you were like, well, did you set that up ahead of time? No, I didn't. Because my follow-up was going to be, hey, I'm the nice guy who's going to tell you where there's a good Argentine steakhouse, Patagonia, out on I-10. So... you know, if you're talking to an Argentine, you got to talk about meat and cooked meats and It's incredible. That's my friend Sebastian Abraham. If you want real Argentine steaks and meats, it's Patagonia or Little Patagonia Empanadas right around the corner. But the Escobar interview, I think you're going to like. I think sometimes we don't get enough of these guys in Houston that speak Spanish. And, you know, once you hear their personalities, you identify with them better. I mean, all my years on the radio and TV, this is how people identify with you. They decide whether they like you or not, whether they trust you or not. They find out what your character's about. That's the thing with you know, interviews and that I'm trying to bring out with players like Escobar is I want you to know what their lives have been like. Who were their influences? What Argentine football and passion is like? Because you watch the way he plays. This guy plays with a lot of passion, and sometimes it almost boils over. Like when he knocked the ball away and got a yellow card because he's not available tomorrow night. We have to tag that in here. So it's a good thing he scored that that banger off the underside of the crossbar. But, you know, I love interviews like that. That the interview process for me, when I get somebody that really wants to be there, who really wants to talk about career, the sport, and isn't there, and I can tell right away, when I do interviews with players, I can tell if the guy's in on this interview or not. And a lot of times they're zoned out, and you know what I do? I cut the interview short. Because if you don't feel like you want to be there and respect the minutes on the air, guess what? We can cut it short. But every moment pro athletes, and I would say for the Dynamo and Dash here in Houston, it's very important now because you're really working on attendance here and you're trying to grow it. These moments are important. So you're going to like the Escobar interview. I got another one for you. Michael Lahoud is going to join me. We're going to talk about Austin FC and the struggles up there. By the way, with all the struggles and Josh Wolf out, they're only 1 point out of the playoffs. Then we've got Fred Dekranian and Juan Carlos Mejia. Juan Carlos is a great friend of mine. Fred Dekranian is connected to the former Bob Dekranian, who was a great coach at Southern Connecticut State up in the East Coast. So Juan Carlos Mejia is of Capelli. Fred is from International Soccer School. They got an upcoming symposium. I'm going up to this simply because I want to watch these guys do their sessions and their theory and all this stuff. But if you are a soccer coach, you want to go to this International Soccer Symposium in Dallas. You're going to hear about it coming up. We're going to take a break. We're going to remind you, you can get your Lamont Brands t-shirts and hats to benefit the 501c charity Curing. Snowdrop Foundation. 501c charity, Snowdrop Foundation. You go to lamontbrands.com. You get our Soccer Matters t-shirts and hats. Show is always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Get those tickets for the Gold Cup. Get those tickets for Manchester United, Real Madrid, LSSE.net, and also at Ticketmaster. All right, let's take a break. We got more to come. A lot of soccer talk.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pirate Radio with a license.
No woman ever slept with me and lived.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sunrays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.